This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
But this is a really big year for you.
It is?
Yeah. Did you know that?
No.
Really?
I mean, like, why would I know that?
Hello. Welcome back to another episode of Horoscope It Out. My name is Aliza Kelly, and I am in a sandwich. I'm the meat of a really exciting sandwich, and I cannot wait to look at these charts.
Awesome. What kind of bread are we?
We have a Pisces, and we also have a Taurus variety. It's going to be a delicious meal. So, Rachel, did you know that you're a Pisces?
Someone once told me that I was a sextuple Pisces.
Yes, they were right.
Okay.
You are a Pisces sun. You are a Pisces rising. You are a Pisces Mercury. You are a Pisces Saturn. You are a Pisces Mars. You are a Pisces Chiron. You are a Pisces Juno. And you are a Pisces Moon.
Well, I don't know what that means, but it sounds like a very magical.
And that is exactly what
it means. I don't know what a Chiron is, but okay.
You don't often see this kind of lineup with so many planets concentrated in the same sign. So to have this in your chart is really, it is a superpower. It's really special, it's really magical, and your ability to connect with people is really meaningful because of all of this. Now, that's not to say it's always easy. There are also some planets in here, you know, such as Saturn, which is the planet of rules and restrictions, and Mars, which is the planet of sort of action and momentum, and Chiron, which is a deep wound, that might complicate that intuition and might make it feel like it's not always safe for you to fully surrender to what you already know. However, when you work with all of these planets, there is this, it's like you can predict the future, you can read people's auras, maybe you could even commune with people on the other side.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
But it's really, I mean, this is a profound amount of energy to be concentrated in a certain area. So it takes something really monumental in the sky to activate this. And I like to say this thing called there are no coincidences. It just so happens that this year we have Jupiter, the planet of expansion, in Pisces for the first time in 12 years, amazing, going through all of these planets. So every single one of these planets is going to get activated by this planet of abundance. And it's gonna make things really happen. I think something has already happened or is about to, and there's no doubt that this is gonna be a year that you really remember and that has really a very monumental, lasting effect on your life in whatever way you choose. The cool thing about having all of this in the first house, which is the area of your chart around your identity, is that you have choices. You can sort of choose how you want to work with this energy and how you want it to enhance your life. So it could be professional, it could be personal, it could be about changing your sort of perception of how you interact with other people. I have a feeling that this is going to come by way of a very unexpected, magical opportunity that somebody, it just sort of drops on your lap.
Well, this is weird, but just this week, I got offered a Broadway show.
Really?
Like 2 days ago. Like
that's
out
it.
Of the blue.
I can't.
Please,
throw the
please.
Book. So like I've never done Broadway, so that's like a big deal to me. You know.
That is a really
that
big
just
deal.
Happened.
Well, congratulations.
That's one thing. I don't want to say one little thing, but I mean that's one big thing, but out of who knows.
This is going to be a game change year.
Woo!
Yeah.
Wow. I'm gonna leave here with bolstered with the power of Jupiter.
Like nothing can stop me.
Yeah, this is really phenomenal. We're all three Pisces moon.
Oh, okay.
Which is just that, I guess that's the sandwich.
What does that mean when you have your moon in something?
So your moon is your emotional inner world. Oh. It is what is happening on the inside.
Yeah, intuition and creativity. A lot of writers have Pisces moons.
Yes.
Or right?
Yeah, writers, performers, musicians, creative people. Because the Pisces energy is very much about all things that exist in the subconscious. So it is very dreamy, it is very ethereal, it is very fantastical, so big imagination. The other really, really cool thing is that this year in 2022, we have Jupiter and Neptune making a connection in Pisces. For you, that is going to be right on your Chiron, right next to your moon, right next to your Juno. And that connection only happens every 144 years. And the last time that it was in an opposition was actually The Wizard of Oz. So it's kind of that same, you know, from black and white to technicolor energy that we're going to be experiencing this year with this beautiful Jupiter-Neptune conjunction. So anyone with Pisces placements is going to be really feeling this opportunity open up.
Can I ask a question? Are Pisces indecisive and chaotic?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Totally. I just wanted that like confirmed. Well, because I'm always like, oh, I'm a Pisces. I lost my keys. I'm a Pisces. And then I was like, is that part of it, or is that just my excuse for when?
It's probably a little bit of both. No, but Pisces are very much sort of, they're represented by two fish swimming in opposite directions. One is moving towards the physical, real world, and the other is towards the ethereal, astral, you know, non-physical realm. So Pisces energy is always sort of straddling and riding that line between what's real and what's not real. So it makes things like keeping track of your keys impossible. Impossible.
Okay.
It's too mundane.
Okay.
Rachel is four triple Pisces. I think she can be very structured about things too. I mean, or can like meet deadlines and things like that.
If you just completely surrendered and succumbed to this, you would be
take to your bed.
You'd be a mermaid. You'd be fully just in the siren waters of fantasy. So there are certainly things that anchor you back to reality. And I would say a lot of that, you know, one of the things that's really cool about your chart is that it has, and you can see it has this beautiful square here. So you have what is called a grand cross in your chart in the mutable placements. So it's between the Pisces, your Jupiter and Gemini, all of these planets in Virgo, and then your midheaven, which is your career, your legacy, how you're going to be remembered, and that's in Sagittarius, which is really expansive. You know, it's about, it's living larger than life, it is challenging the status quo, it is pushing boundaries. So this square, this grand cross that you have in your chart is really like an engine that fuels you. So even when you get stuck and even when the sensitivities start to go into hyperdrive, there are other things in your chart that kind of pull you out of
that's
that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Does that resonate with you? I mean, the Broadway show, that's like incredible.
I mean, having a great year ahead, yes, that resonates. Well, I want it to resonate, so that's really interesting. Wow.
Yeah,
thank you.
This is going to be big. So there we have it, another episode of Horoscope It Out. What else is there to say? Thank you both so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So fun.
I loved it.
So your year ahead.
Yes, tell me.
You're gonna feel this shift internally as opposed to externally first. This is going to be something that does require that sort of compromise.
Scorpio is the of the
the sea.
Yes, it is. I never thought I was gonna have to say that on camera.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.